Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October 2nd. I am sorry for the delay. We were just having some issues when I was calling into the show. Excuse me. It was just being an odd running slow. Not my phone. I think it's something with the automated system of Blog Talk Radio. But we're so glad you could join us. I hope if you're on, that tells me that you were able to get in for the program. Because I'd like to figure out what the issues are. So that we can get these difficulties fixed, whatever they are. But, praise God, we made it. It's going to be a great show. I got a lot of great things to get to. I'm going to teach on being in it to win it. About how God didn't create us so we could just survive. God made us so we could win. We got sports to talk about, including the start of hockey season in a couple of days, and NBA training camp start up later this week. And so, even sports-wise, we're going to be a little bit all over the road. And then we have a little bit of baseball, and then, of course, we have our Football Central at 7:30. And can you set an alarm for 7:30? I forgot to set mine.
Yep.
Oh, good. So we're just, sorry about that. We were just making sure an alarm is set because otherwise, since we started late, I may preach right through it. And I don't mean like by a minute or two. I mean by like, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. So that's why we're setting the alarm. So that's what I use the alarm for, listeners. It isn't just for something funny. I did that last year during football season too, because during football is like the biggest sport in this country. It's personally, I think it's my personal favorite. Obviously, it's not everybody's, but to me it is, and I know football's the most watched. So it makes sense, obviously, that ESPN and these other networks spend the most time on that. Especially this time of year when it comes to sports. And this time of the year, you know, because of the nature of the sport, you got college, pro, and high school. And I got to say, something to be said about those high schools is that it'll bring a city together like a lot of other stuff can't do. Because I know in this town, we have the Midland versus Dow rivalry coming up in several weeks. And they say there's 10,000 people there. I don't know if there's that many. since they charge admission and collect tickets, I don't know why they don't take attendance to say how many. I kind of wish they would. Because I'm curious how many are coming to these games. Because sometimes I'll be at Plymouth and I'll be like, how many are there? I do it based on how many are there at a peak time as opposed to total daily attendance. You know what I mean? Because it'll be based on peak time. But they say it's 10K, probably 9,500, maybe 9,400 or so if you exclude all the players and the bands and such, but still include the parents. I'd say like 9,400 if it goes up to 10,000, that is.
To have somebody take attendance for, you know,
or combined between all the ticket counters and that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do it based on popcorn sales, because what if someone ends up buying two?
Or three.
What, you bought two?
I've bought like three before in one game.
What, like you ate one, like, because you got there super early, and then you got another one close to halftime, and then you got another one later?
Yeah.
Whereas I'll just get one at the start, and then, because I'm so into the bands and everything, and everything else, because of all that, it kind of makes it so I don't have the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just kind of checking stuff out.
Whereas to me, my ears / nose, as they say, my nose is kind of in everything.
Yep.
But luckily, it's only at a game, so it's not like I'm doing it to be nosy by any means.
No.
So it's like, it's because of this idea that I want, as I said before, I want the whole pie. That's part of why I sit kind of close to the student section / band, like on the Midland side. Of course, if the band's not there, like if it was an away game or something, that I just sit like a section over, like the next session, partway down. By partway down, I mean partway down towards the bottom,
yeah,
like from the students. You know what I mean? Like depending on how many rows the students come, you know what I mean? Because then you still hear them. Because other side of the stadium, I like to tease at Midland High and say that the other, near the other end zone, that way down there, it's kind of like a funeral home or a retirement home. It's so quiet. Oh, Midland got another touchdown.
Yay.
Like those little, like they don't clap, they don't shout, they're really quiet. So then they clap, but they don't really get into it. It's almost like, oh, Midland's 1-8. Or it'd almost be like that kind of thing almost. Because I sat down there a couple of times the first year I went, the first couple of years, could barely hear the band. Haven't sat over there since.
Really?
Didn't like how quiet it was. Yeah, almost. No, I'm sure during the Midland Dow game, I would hope it'd be a bit better at least. But even then, like I said, it's kind of different. I feel like if you got a better stadium announcer, one that does good, that actually gets everybody more into it. Like at Western back in the day, there was no quote unquote funeral home there, was there?
No, it was rowdy on both sides.
By that I mean end zone to end zone is what I mean.
Oh.
But what I mean, I meant like end zone to end zone, like on the Warrior side. That's what I meant.
Right.
Because he got him into it. And they still are pretty much into it, but a lot of them are people who have been there for so many years.
Right. Just like,
so if I was the stadium announcer, I'd be having them do certain light things when the light, like before the game starts, like when the when the lights flash, the lights from the scoreboard, that means cheer.
Yeah.
You know, like because it's supposed to be good for another Warrior first down. Well, right now it's like first down, ribbon high,
yeah.
And that's all you get.
That's it.
Where they got, where if you want to make the stadium closer to play, you know, you got to change the culture just a little bit.
What do you think it's gonna be like Friday night?
I have not been over there, so I don't know. At Mount P, I don't know because when you hear it on the radio at high school, it's a lot different from like the pro games. Because like when I listen to the Lions, I hear a lot of what I would hear if I was in the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Other than when the ads are on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can hear the stadium get loud, then you can hear it when it gets quiet. Although I will say, when I was at a Lions game last year, it sounded a lot louder where when I was actually in the stadium. Because then it's like you're right by everybody, and it almost sounds like the floor shook. And if it sounds real loud on the radio, that means it's going to sound even louder in the stadium.
Yeah.
Which to a degree makes sense. You know?
I think it makes sense.
Yep. It kind of depends on where the microphones are, but sorry about all that, folks, but I'm kind of pumped just thinking about some football stuff, but regardless, we do have a lot of stuff to get to. There's one item I want to get to before I sing a song for you guys and we worship for a few minutes. And then we're going to pray and then we're going to open and talk about this in it to win it. And what that is that Coca-Cola has just announced that they're coming out with a new beverage. And what it's going to be called is Coca-Cola Energy. What, did you hear about this?
I saw that this morning on the Today Show.
And what it is it, they say it's not a soda. However, like an energy drink, it's going to have three times the amount of caffeine.
Yep.
There's going to be four flavors, one of which is classic, one of which is zero, cherry regular, and cherry zero. I will say, though, that they said they want to keep the Coke flavor in it.
Really?
Do you think that means that it'll be fizzier than normal energy drinks and it'll be more like a Coke?
I just think that it's not going to go over that much.
Why?
I don't know. I just think that. I think people have gotten, a lot of people don't like caffeine like they used to.
Well, then why are energy drinks keep going up and up and up and up and up in sales?
They also, you hear more about it being negative, like on social media and stuff like that.
But the sales keep going up.
Yeah, I know. I just keep my opinion.
But that being said, the milkman's going to have to try it out for himself when it comes out, reportedly in first quarter 2020. And I'll have to see what it is. Also, Coca-Cola has also announced that they will be debuting Coca-Cola Cinnamon for the Christmas time this year. I'll have to see how that is.
I'm going
to
try that.
And I wonder if it's going to be, because cinnamon in itself isn't all that sweet.
I think it would taste more like Dr. Pepper.
I think it should be like maybe an apple cinnamon.
Yeah,
or maybe a cinnamon roll, like hints of like the little stuff that they put in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of the frosting. No, do not put frosting in your Coke.
Yeah.
Because Because the two liquids don't mix well.
That would not be.
If it was more of a consistency of like soda or water, like something you would drink, that would be different. If they had a frosting like that, that might actually be good. Don't you think? Then it might actually be good, like if it was like a powder type thing or something.
Right. I just don't see it.
By that I mean like a liquid powder that had the taste of the frosting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that might be kind of good. But not like the ones from Cinnabon or from the Cinnabon rolls from Taco Bell.
Yep.
Are those actually licensed Cinnabon, those cinnamonies from Taco Bell?
I don't know. I don't really go to Taco Bell.
Why don't you like it? People tell me Taco Bell is life.
Yeah, I used to like it, but I just, for some reason, I don't know, I just got away from it.
For me, it's pretty good, but it can't compare to McDonald's. But I do really like their beefy Frito burritos. They do keep me coming back for more. It's kind of this idea, these hybrid. They call it hybrid something, them putting chips in that, like, India fast food.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, I think, was one of the first companies to do that kind of stuff. Same with you that you know of. But that was because they put Fritos in those burritos, like, you know.
Are they crunchy still?
Yeah, they still are, and there's some rice in them and stuff. It's called the, but they're kind of like cut up burritos.
Hmm.
But they.
They're Mexican used to be.
But what's cool about them is, like, I can get two beefy burritos, a mini quesadilla, and a drink, and it's only, like, and it's just over $5. Literally, that's it. I mean, it's really not bad. And those are really some pretty doggone good beefy burrito burritos that they got there.
I think my husband likes those burrito burritos.
From Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You told me, that was funny, you told me you didn't know what T-Bell was.
I didn't. So long
ago. You have since figured out, even from other places even, that that's what a lot of the kids call it.
Yeah.
Yep. And me too, because us millennials, we loved it when we were teenagers. Not as much me. I've more caught on to it, more so. But the millennials and the Generation Z kids, these kids coming up right now, the ones who are up to 18, they love it. What are they going to call this next generation who's going to start being born? What goes after Z? Double A? Why did you?
Because this generation coming up doesn't have a clue. That's how I feel.
Z doesn't?
Z or double A? We're not going to
have a clue. I mean, this next one, right, because I'm a Y. You guys, I think, are W.
I don't know what I am.
X was born. Like 63 to 82, I think.
That's what I am.
But you'd be like an older ex.
Right.
Not a younger ex, the ones that were teenagers in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that are borderline millennial. I don't mean it in a bad way. It's by timeline, you know?
Yep.
It's by timeline of birth. That's how I determined it. If you were born in 1983, though, you were a millennial. Yep. Even 82, but shouldn't it be 81 to 2000? Because the generation is to be 20 years. You know?
How many years?
20 years are to be in a generation. there's 10 years to a decade, there's 100 to a century. Like I was saying. But also, it is reported by Coke that next year they will be releasing cherry vanilla Coke. I don't know if it's going to... Well, they tried black cherry vanilla back in the mid-2000s, and in my mind it was pretty good, but apparently with a lot of others it was not, because it only lasted for about a year and a couple months, and then it was taken off the market.
Cherry
vanilla, black cherry vanilla.
Okay.
Because vanilla had went off the market, and then they put black cherry vanilla on, and then they brought regular vanilla back on when they took the black cherry off.
Huh.
Makes me wonder what this is going to be like.
It's going to be interesting. When's it going to hit the stores?
They say in 2020. I didn't get like here like what quarter. But,
it'll be interesting.
But
I'll try it.
Okay, listeners, I'm going to sing you a song. It's a song that we sang my church for a lot of years. It's a pretty good song. I really like it. It's called Holy is the Lord. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship you now. How great, how awesome is he. And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he. And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. And it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. The earth is filled with his glory. Thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this time we have, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. The earth, that this earth is filled with your glory, Heavenly Father. We worship you tonight for who you are. Thank you, Jesus, for the word I get to present. Thank you, Lord God, that we are in it to win it. And I thank you that I talk about this, God, that these listeners will see. And I thank you, Lord God, that you him us, you help us. And I thank you that these listeners, if they listen to what I have to say, that they will receive. That they will receive everything that you have in store for them. And I thank you, Lord God, that all their needs will be met by you tonight. Whatever it is that they have need of. And I make my confession over this show tonight, Jesus, that in your name, Jesus, sponsors and partners are coming into this program, that increases in listenership are coming into this program, that sponsors, finances are coming in, and most importantly, I thank you, Father God, that many souls are coming in to the kingdom of God as a result of this great program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I just know that he is going. We're going to see it done. And I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. No, I didn't say First Opinions. I said First Corinthians. Some people like to say, and those people who think that it's First Opinions, their mind at least is kind of messed up, because it's not God's opinion. A matter of fact. Just finding where it talks about running the race. Nope. Okay. I think I can find it. Okay. Now, I'm going to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now, about the collection of God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. Now, in the first day of this week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letters of resurrection of the men kept alive and your gift to the altar. It seems advisable for me to go also. They will accompany me. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I'll stay with you a while. Or even... Nope, let's go to chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians for you. Thank God for the word. Here we go. Yep. We're going to begin with verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships that we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even with life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us, as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Now, this in our boast, our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the Word, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace. For we do not write you anything that you cannot read or understand. And I hope that as you have understood in part, you will come to understand fully that you can boast of us just as we will boast of you in the Lord Jesus. All right. Now, what we saw was that what it wants, what God wants, He doesn't want the rich man to boast in his riches or for the strong man to boast in his strength. What He wants is for us to boast in the Lord, who is our God. And it can be easy for it can be real easy for someone to, you know, to just to say, you know, I'm so strong, or I'm just so, you know, I'm so rich, you know, the one who's rich, or to the person who's wise and has, you know, made a lot of money out in the marketplace. And instead of saying I'm so blessed, if they're saying, you know, I'm just wealthy, and they give no credit to God. If you're going to boast, you should be boasting in the Lord, your God, not boasting in the other stuff and everything you've done and everything that you've built up and everything you've mustered. Because that, my friend, can lead to pride. Oh, and by the way, newsflash, by the way, pride comes before the fall. And I think that's a brand new thing, pride comes before. That's brand new. I don't think it used to be that way. Isn't that brand new, Kelly?
Brand new.
Oh, no, it's not brand new. It's not brand new.
No.
It's how it's been. Pride comes before the fall. And when I look at this,
that's the old one, right?
Yep. And when I look at this, we're all in a race. You know, we all want to make heaven. And we can say this race is, you know, to be able to make heaven and to have, and to be able to, you know, to earn our reward in heaven. And, you know, to live for God. And so, you know, that you may be running a race, or maybe you one of these football athletes. And in the Bible, it talks about how Paul said, you ran well, and you've crossed the finish line, and you've won. But guess what? You don't get the trophy. You don't get the trophy because you did not run the race according to the rules. Folks, that's talking about, like, your life. Maybe you did some things that were unpermissible and you did not repent. But what I am convinced of, I am thoroughly convinced of this, that we're in it to win it. God made it so that we would win battles and not just survive. You know, I survived another year. I survived another, like they make all these shirts that say, I survived this or I survived that.
Yep.
You know, on Black Friday, I survived Black Friday. Have you ever seen a t-shirt that said that?
Yeah. Have you?
I may have seen it, but don't even bother with it in Midland, by the way. That's more for, like, Detroit.
Yeah.
Because here, it's not even, it's not even worth having a t-shirt here. But in Detroit, though, whoo! I mean, but that whoo, that's kind of why I like it, because I kind of like the feel of that pressure, you know, on Black Friday, you know what I mean? Like, and I know it's hectic, it's crazy packed, and that's all I could tell you. But because I've seen some stuff, but
I bet you have.
Not necessarily fights, but just it being super crowded,
yeah.
And that alone, for some people who really dislike crowds or they don't like these long lines, yeah. They should give out shirts at Great Lakes Crossing that say "I survived GLC" on Black Friday. I think they should. Yes. I love it, but I'm not ashamed to tell you the truth. That's why I said yes, because I love it like this, like that. But at the same time, I'm just telling you the truth that yes, it is a circus.
I don't like when people get all worked up and, you know, hate people taking things out of other people's carts.
But my point is God made us to thrive. He made us to win and to run in this race, you know, called being a Christian. And he created us, and you're supposed to do what God called you to do. But if you're not doing, you know, what you're supposed to be doing, and you're willfully breaking the rules, you either won't get the trophy, or you'll have it reduced. Maybe you get a smaller trophy, depending on what happened.
Yeah.
Like I've heard of these football teams. One team around here, quite a few years ago. I said one team around here, quite a few years ago. Not really in Midland, but in the Saginaw Valley League. They started out 5-1. In the regular season, they would have been 5-1. But turns out they fielded an ineligible player for three of those wins. So they had to give up all three of those wins. They ended up going 4-5. They could have easily made the playoffs. Been in Division II, which would have been directly with Midland. Midland probably would have had to play them again. This was back in 07. But they didn't make the playoffs. And you want to know why they didn't make it? They didn't get a trophy. They didn't get a trophy that to be the Saginaw Valley League champion. You know why? Because they didn't do it according to the rules. They used an ineligible player. And if you don't run the race in God's kingdom according to the rules, guess what? You don't get to keep the trophy. Yep, you don't get to get the trophy. Oh, by the way, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, same thing. It'd be like, oh, the guy won a ticket, didn't get to keep it. But if we do it the right way, great is our reward in heaven. we do it the right way, do what God tells us to do. You know, not just do what sounds good. Because in a way, the doing what sounds good is almost like you're cheating, taking a shortcut so you can win the race faster. But you got to do it the right way so you can inherit the prize. And let me tell you something. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have lost the race. You will be in hellfire forever unless you give your life to Jesus Christ. Which is like the initiation of entering yourself into the race. Now, and about this race, Mother talks about, and I even say this myself, I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. And another thing, thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. And I am convinced that whatever those enemies try to throw at me, beat me down, knock me out, I win through God. I can do anything through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I'm a winner. I'm not defeated. In fact, listeners, you should say, I should have you say this. In fact, I would say I'm a winner. I'm undefeated. No, don't say undefeated. Say undefeated. You got to say it right. Got to do it right. It sounds better that way. Undefeated. Sounds better that way too, doesn't it?
It does.
Undefeated.
It sounds,
like the, it does kind of like this one. You know, I've seen videos, some really old videos, and even kind of recently, the last couple of years, I've seen Pastor Rob Parsley do this. So there'd be people in it that you'd be like, now, folks, look at the neighbor next to you and say, excuse me, and then you heard some people say the X part first, and I'm like, no, say, excuse me.
Excuse me.
No, it's just, excuse me, you know, and I'm like, or excuse me, something like that, but it's real funny, like take the E off of it, and I think it's pretty funny, but my point is, you know, God has made us more than conquerors. He's created us to do more than to just survive. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to win souls. This is the last of the last days. This is like, if you're in the football game, we're to that place where there's only a couple minutes left, time, basically out of timeouts, and the clock's not going to stop. They're going to put it. Don't you think we're essentially in running clock mode? We're essentially on a running clock. We're on a running clock, and not because it's 58-7 or anything like that. It's just because obviously time keeps running, no matter what. Time doesn't stop at all like it does in these games.
Right.
The time keeps running, but this is like we're in the fourth quarter, and there is basically a minute left, maybe even seconds left. I don't know, but Jesus is coming very soon. Question is, are you ready? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you know for sure that when Jesus comes, and when Jesus blows, when Jesus comes, it is just like when you're at that football or basketball game and that whistle blows, and the horn goes off. And it won't be end of the third quarter. It'll be game over. Game over. You folks, you over here, you get the prize. You folks over here, nope. Since you didn't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, winless. You folks over here, some of you, you did so great. You won the prize, but you cheated. Forfeit. That's the way it's going to be. I want you to be winners. I don't want you to be that person that God says you weren't even close. I really don't want them to say forfeit. Which basically means you won, but you didn't win, do it according to the rules, so you don't get to keep the trophy. I'm going to say, you get the prize. You get the, and you won, you conquered. Enjoy heaven. That doesn't mean you went through the most stuff. That means that you ran the race according to the rules. That's what it's about. It's about running that race according to the rules. And folks, in case you were wondering, I didn't come up with this lesson so that it could have something to do with sports. I felt like it was what God wanted me to talk about. So that's why I chose it, because we need to be reminded that the Lord is coming soon. And that it is just like these games that you'll be watching on TV or in person. And time is about out. And there's no timeouts. And if you're not ready, you're not going in. Lord God, I thank you for these listeners tonight who have made the choice to listen to this message tonight. Pray that it encouraged some people, Lord God, for us to get busy for you, Jesus. And to make sure that we know, those that we know of will make happen. And I thank you that we will work on ourselves. We'll do what you've told us to do so we can win. We can win that race that we are all running. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, for baseball, you have tonight in the American League, you have the Athletics taking on the Rays in Oakland tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN Radio. If either one wins, the winner will go on to the best of five. Dodgers won last night. They're going to a best of five. I forget who they're going to play. But the initial playoffs, other than wild cards, those start Friday. And one of my friends on Facebook, he posted something incredible. 16 former Tigers are in the Major League Baseball playoffs. 16 of them. Isn't that incredible? 16 of them.
Yeah.
Well, Tigers owners, see what you get when you deplete your when you deplete everything? You get a team that now basically has to rebuild from scratch, that lost the second most games in the history of the organization. Instead of keeping who you had. Now, I know, you know, some of these players are starting to get old. But at the same time, some of them, like Upton and that, weren't even past their prime yet. Do you think it's time to trade Cabrera yet?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't really follow baseball except Miggy.
I think it's about time to trade him. He's getting up there in age.
Miggy?
Yes. Like 37 years old.
Wow.
And he's
an old-timer. He's up on baseball.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking it is, but we'll have to see what happens, what moves the Tigers want to make, because if they can be free of Cabrera's contract, that would give us a lot of wiggle room to get ourselves a couple of good players, a couple of good young players, maybe a couple of players that are real close to their prime. And they got maybe some good, like, 27-year-old players. Not some of those 22-year-olds who are still getting some of their stuff figured out. Because some of them are still working on their swing in that, even at 22. You know?
One of my co-workers from job. She works down there in the gift shop down there.
At the Tiger Stadium?
They're training down in Florida. Is that where they train?
Down in Florida, yeah.
Yep. She says they're wrong.
But the thing is, though, you can't always just be relying on these 21, 22-year-old kids. You need a couple who are like 26, 27, and even right at 30.
Yeah.
Like where I'm at. At 30, at most positions, you're still pretty good. And if you're a pitcher, 30 is about your prime. You've heard that too?
Yeah, I've heard that they have due to injuries.
But 30 or 31 is about when a pitcher peaks. Yes.
Well, they either gotta be super young when they get accepted on the team, or they're not fair, you just don't. There's not much likelihood of.
Some of them don't start until older. Depends on how much wear and tear, I guess, and how well they take care of themselves and all that. If they can take good care of themselves, they can be set for a long time. Look at Tom Brady. Look at how he's been going, and he's in his 40s now. Look at that baby go.
I know.
He is like the world old machine, Joopy Lube. He's like the Joopy Lube. He should maybe be the Joopy Lube spokesman, the well-oiled machine. I'm Tom Brady, and, you know, I take care of myself and that. Like, how about your car? I really like Tom Brady a lot. I do. Yeah, because he deflated the deflated footballs and whatever else. They all think he cheated. I'm not so sure that it was him.
That's in the past.
That's in the past, and he's won two more trophies. Other than that other trophy, he won two additional trophies since then. And so, he's the player with the most trophies because he's got six of them. NHL, you have the Red Wings starting their regular season on Saturday in Nashville, and supposedly my brother is supposed to be there. And hope he has a lot of fun. And I'm predicting that Detroit's going to beat them 4-3. We're going to see with now having Steve Yzerman as their GM, what's going to transpire. He said it's going to take some time. My hope is that they can start to do better now so that they can work on starting a new streak of making the playoffs for like over 20 years in a row, like the Red Wings have been doing.
Aren't you going to a game?
Maybe at some point, maybe, hopefully, but now for football. That's right. So for high school, I'm going to start with Dow versus Saginaw. It's homecoming at Dow, even though they play at Community Stadium, of course, because they don't have their own stadium. There are some people, some circles that are looking to raise money so that they can have their own stadium. That is a separate story that I would like to get to at some point later this season. But I'm not going to do that tonight. But maybe I'll do it during Rivalry Week. I just might. We'll see. Dow versus Saginaw. At Midland Stadium. Saginaw still has not scored any points. They gave up another 50 to Midland High on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, I know, because I was there. Saginaw was the one who decided to call the game as it was thunder and lightning raining. I had to leave the stadium because it started hailing. And then as I was walking out, it thundered. And then a couple minutes later, they call the game. And we're going to 150 to nothing. Now, Saginaw. I'm talking about Saginaw. Dow. Dow is fighting an injury bug right now. They've got several key players who are missing due to injuries. That's part of why they got blown out by 35 in Saginaw this past weekend. Saginaw still hasn't scored any points. But my prediction is Dow Jones Industrial Average 34, Trojan Horses 7. Yep. So once again, that's Dow 34 here, Saginaw High 7. Now, we go on to Midland at Mount Pleasant. It's homecoming at Mount Pleasant, but what matters more so, that was just kind of a side note about being their homecoming. What matters a lot more so is this. Midland is ranked number 3 in Division 2. Mount Pleasant is ranked number 5 in Division 3. Because there is an enrollment difference of a couple hundred students. We have just over 1,300. They have like 1,040 kids. Because of that, they are in Division 3 or in Division 2. And so we, Mount Pleasant, taking on Midland. Both of them have very similar statistics. Both teams have scored rather similar amounts of points and given up similar amounts of points. Both teams are pretty much similar sized in key positions. The one advantage for Mount Pleasant, I will say, is they have a team that is mainly seniors. We have a team that is a bit more juniors than seniors, but juniors aren't exactly the vast majority.
So, what do you think?
So, I'm getting right to that. My pick for this game, I think what's going to happen is the team who turns the ball over the least is going to be the one who wins. Midland generally has done good with ball security. I haven't quite seen how Mount Pleasant has done. I think they've been decent with it at least. My pick, to be honest with you, is Comic Book, which is Midland, 30. Mount Dismal, 27. It's gonna be a close one. I'm thinking for the Oilers, it's gonna be kind of a. I think it's gonna be a nail biter, to be honest with you, because like I said, there's a lot of similarities. Sometimes the youth can hurt. Other times though, for whatever reason, those seniors from Mount Pleasant, they kind of think, oh, yeah, don't worry, we got this. And then Midland just throws the ball. Those defenders, of some of which are juniors, they just give them a hard time. Those Mount Pleasant linemen who are offensive guys, who are a lot of seniors, they all think, we got this, but then they don't realize Midland's. So Midland's got to try to throw Mount Pleasant off. Mount Pleasant has not had a tough schedule this season. Even their first game was not exactly a Traverse City West like what we had. And Traverse City West is a pretty good football team. We did what we had to do to beat them, and they had a lot of big kids on that field, on that team. But we beat them. So like I was saying, 30-27 Comics with the win, 6-0, and at that point, once you get to 6-0, when you have two more easy games left on your schedule, and then Dow, who isn't exactly doing the greatest this year, an undefeated season goes from a chance, meaning like 40% or less, it goes to likely, which in my mind means like 60% or more. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It makes sense.
So I think we beat Mount Pleasant, the chance of an undefeated season doubles compared to what it is right now. Like if it's at 35, I think it goes to 70. Especially if Dow continues to struggle with injuries, then at that point, if we run all 8, then it goes to like 80%. Don't you think?
It's going to be good.
I think it is, and I'm feeling good about our chances of having at least one or two games at home to make up, and hopefully Mother Nature can just settle down. And the band will make sure to to play every 3 minutes, you know, because eventually if I go down there, like when it's kind of a lull or something, if I see Jam and Jamie next home game, I'm going to tell her about the 3 minute rule.
Yes, you better.
Yep. Because I think as it gets bigger, they got to keep it going, in my mind at least. We're going to college now. Michigan versus Iowa at the Big House. And a lot of people from Michigan are still not believers. They are kind of... When I look at what they did against Rutgers, I think there were improvements made. I do think that there are things which they can do better at. That being said, I do expect Michigan to compete against Iowa. I didn't say win, I said compete. And just like I said about that Midland-Mount Pleasant game, my prediction is that the team who turns the ball over the least will be the one who wins. I was proud of Michigan. They didn't turn the ball over once on Saturday. That was great to see from Saturday. They held on to that football. If they can do that, they have a chance. But if Iowa's defense gets the football somehow, even if Michigan doesn't necessarily do anything to cause that to happen, that can be a difference too.
Yep.
That being said, my prediction, I owe you a lot, 31, wish again, 26. And that's my prediction, 5-point difference. That maybe if there wasn't a fumble recovered by Iowa, and then there's a drive that gets them to the end zone. Maybe without that, maybe Michigan would have won. Michigan State versus that state to the south. Michigan State, they're kind of an up and down. Some games, it's like their defense just does such a great job, and they just shut down just about everybody. Other games, their offense might be up and doing good things, but their defense kind of may take a nap. Kind of like what they did on Saturday, as their defense gave up 31 points, even though their offense put up 40. It's good to see the offense doing good stuff, but the defense needs to improve too. And
that's a late game, isn't it?
Yep, at 7:30 in an undisclosed city in that state to the south. Because a lot of Michigans don't like the name of that city either during those games, I don't think. But it'll be 7:30 on Saturday. My prediction? Well, some of you Sparty fans aren't going to like this. But honestly, Saban want a chance to win. They must get to that quarterback. They must cause turnovers. They must make it hard. This team to the south, because there are people down there who are saying that they should be ranked number one in the country. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard this.
There is not Michigan State, that team to the south, that state to the south. There are people who say that they should be ranked number one based on all those wins they got, those big wins they got against Nebraska and others. They just won 49-7 against Nebraska. And those other great ones they have. That being said, low, high, and outside, 42, Michigan State I mean, Izzo State, 21. NFL. Lions are on a bye week. So, that means time to pick a different game plus the other bonus, which is where we get the name Pick 6 from, where I pick 6 different games. Game one of those two NFL two games is tomorrow night, and it is Cardinals in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. Cardinals are, they have one win, but generally they're not doing so well. Seattle's doing decent, but they're not doing what they were doing a few years ago when they made the Super Bowl twice in a row. Won it the first time, but the second time lost on a last-second pick. That being said, my prediction, actually, it's the Rams. The Rams are doing decent. I messed it up. It's the Rams, Seattle. Rams are, have one loss, but Todd Gurley has fallen off from last year. He's not quite doing as good. But Seattle's not exactly doing the greatest either. I think it can come down to turnovers again. With that in mind, Ram Trucks, 26, Sleepless in Seattle, 22.
That's a good nickname.
Yep, Sleepless, because the Ram Trucks, you know, the Dodge Rams, and then Sleepless in Seattle. Is that a book or a movie?
Both.
So I came up with that because they'll be losing sleep because they lost another game. At home, mind you. In front of the stadium that's supposed to have the 12th man. Supposed to. Now, other game. Now, this one looks to be a good one. Green Bay versus the Cowboys in Hollis. I mean Dallas. What is Hollis like? Like whatever in Hollis? Is that real Hollis? Is that about somewhere in Manhattan, or is that someone's nickname for Dallas? Christmas in Hollis. Is that based on Dallas, or is that based on California, or what's that based on?
I don't know, Liz.
But you've heard of that name, though, Christmas in Hollis, haven't you?
Yeah, but I don't really know.
You don't think it's a reference to Dallas, though, do you? You don't think it is?
I don't.
You think it's either NYC or California?
Yes.
But that being said, this one's in Dallas. And the Packers have went into Dallas and spoiled the party before in the playoffs and other times before, but Dallas just lost to the Saints in that defensive showdown on Sunday night. And when I look at this, Green Bay's doing pretty good, but Dallas wants to get back in the winning column. With that in mind, I think they do just that. I do think the Packers will give them some trouble. I don't think they'll allow Ezekiel Elliott to get too many yards. They're going to see how good they can do at shutting them down. My prediction, how about them Cowboys, 23, Rosen chosen, 20. Now I have been calling them, including earlier this year, No Pack No, in reference to the Go Pack Go chant that rings throughout the stadium. I have decided, though, I was just thinking about this while I was doing my prep earlier, and I decided Frozen Chosen is a better name because they are the coldest place in the NFL to have an outdoor stadium, is Green Bay. They do not have a roof on Lambeau Field. Therefore, I've decided that being we're going down now, I think Frozen Chosen is 100% appropriate. Because they're the Frozen Chosen ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, like I said, Dallas 23, Green Bay 20. So, once again, if you're wondering, these winners for tonight for the weekend are Midland, Dow, Iowa, that team to the south, the Cowboys, and the Rams. Some of you are wondering, well, Miracle Man, why do you pick against both Michigan college teams? Well, both of them have really tough opponents. It's not necessarily because of that, but because both teams have losses that I think they could have avoided. And in Michigan's cases, there were weaknesses exposed in that big loss to Wisconsin that many people may have not realized. And then Michigan State, they're playing a team that many people believe should be ranked number one in America. And so keep in mind, this team shut down Michigan State last year 48-3. You heard about that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did your son go to that game, actually?
No, he did not.
Good thing. He would have been pretty frustrated, I think.
Yeah.
Did your husband kind of figure out that that's what was going to happen? That MSU was going to be blown out?
That's exactly what he told me that morning.
That he thought for sure that they were going to be blown out. Because, and he probably thinks that again. Doesn't he? He's not too sure
of them anymore like he used to be.
But he's thinking that Michigan State may be blown out.
He's thinking it.
But hopefully they can surprise some people and at least compete.
Hopefully.
That's my hope, is I want to see them at least compete. That I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil, no plague shall come nigh us. And for you, Jesus, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. In Jesus' name. And until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Very good, man. That was a good show, dude. Really good. Really good.
I know.